chondrils or not, Tallon thought, the evidence is piling up. He had been silent now for several minutes, deeply troubled by Rachel's newest revelation about the fusion crust. Her hypothesis, though staggeringly bold, had opened all kinds of new doors and gotten Tallon thinking in new directions. If the fusion crust is explainable, what other possibilities does that present? "You're quiet," Rachel said beside him. Tallon glanced over. For an instant, in the muted lighting of the plane, he saw a softness in Rachel's eyes that reminded him of Celia. Shaking off the memories, he gave her a tired sigh. "Oh, I was just thinking." She smiled. "About meteorites?" "What else? Running through all the evidence, trying to figure out what's left?" "Something like that." "Any thoughts?" "Not really. I'm troubled by how much of the data has collapsed in light of discovering that insertion shaft beneath the ice." "Hierarchical evidence is a house of cards," Rachel said. "Pull out your primary assumption, and everything gets shaky." The location of the meteorite find was a primary assumption.
"I'll say. When I arrived at Milne, the administrator told me the meteorite had been found inside a pristine matrix of 300-year-old ice and was more dense than any rock found anywhere in the area, which I took as logical proof that the rock had to fall from space.
You and the rest of us.
The mid-range nickel content, though persuasive, is apparently not conclusive."
"It's close,"
Corky said nearby, apparently listening in.
"But not exact."
Corky acquiesced with a reluctant nod.
"And," Tallon said, "this never-before-seen species of space bug, though shockingly bizarre, in reality could be nothing more than a very old, deep-water crustacean."
Rachel nodded. "And now the fusion crust."
"I hate to say it," Tallon said, glancing at Corky, "but it's starting to feel like there's more negative evidence than positive."
"Science is not about hunches," Corky said. "It's about evidence. The chondrils in this rock are decidedly meteoric. I agree with you both that everything we've seen is deeply disturbing, but we cannot ignore these chondrils. The evidence in favor is conclusive, while the evidence against is circumstantial."
Rachel frowned.
"So where does that leave us?"
"Nowhere," Corky said. "The chondrils prove we are dealing with a meteorite. The only question is why someone stuck it under the ice."
Tallon wanted to believe his friend's sound logic, but something just felt wrong.
"You don't look convinced, Mike," Corky said.
Tallon gave his friend a bewildered sigh.
"I don't know. 2 out of 3 wasn't bad, Corky. But we're down to 1 out of 3. I just feel like we're missing something."